just like that at 7:30 on a Wednesday morning. Christopher Cross sailing into the background as we cross now to Oraibi Gorge, no less. What's happening in Oraibi Gorge? Well, our friend Albie DeWitt from the local chapter of the Jeep Club is having a wonderful break. Hey, Albie, nice to have you on the show.
Thank you very much, Dave. Nice to chat to you and the listeners. Thanks.
So, listen, we're talking Jeep every Wednesday at this time. We talk Jeep because it's become extraordinarily popular as a mark, as they say, in motoring terms, especially on the North Coast, because there's so much to explore and so much to do. But obviously, to get there, you need a vehicle that's capable, and secondly, you need local knowledge. So that's why we're talking about Jeep on a Wednesday, and there's an event coming up on the 27th of next month that I think you're going to want to attend if you have a Jeep or would like to get one in Balito, that is, or the Balito area. But let's just look at broader strokes, shall we say. And Albie, you're one of the most committed Jeepers, I think, on the North Coast. You're always extraordinarily enthusiastically tackling what there is to enjoy. And how long have you been a member of the club?
Dave, we started out in 2017. So I've been a member on the Balito club from 2017, yeah.
Have you always been a Jeeper, or is it a relatively new hobby?
No, it's fairly new. I came from Joburg. I was a banker there, and then moved down to Balito. I just loved the lifestyle in Balito, and saw that it's going to be nice to have a Jeep around and to enjoy that type of lifestyle, put the top down, and all that. And that's when I purchased my first Jeep. I've never been off-road at all, so it was completely brand new to me when I purchased my Jeep.
So obviously it's become very much part of your life. In fact, so much so that you've got two Jeeps. I mean, that's talk about lucky. Maybe just passionate, hey? What does it mean to you to have a Jeep?
Well, I really enjoy it. I bought my second Jeep recently, a Rubicon, and I really enjoy it. And, to be part of the Jeep community, firstly, locally, is great. I've met some awesome people in the Jeep Club, and also being part of the KZN Jeep Club as well. And also through social media, I've gone on to serve several groups, Jeep groups, and internationally as well. And it's very interesting to see what guys are up to, where they drive, how they upgrade their Jeeps and so on. So it's really nice to be part of a global family and also of a local family.
So you hit on two very interesting points, where they go, where you go, and also the fact that this is one vehicle that is completely customizable. And I think every single vehicle on the road, every single Jeep that I've seen, is different in the sense that you can add whatever you really want. There are more accessories available for the Wrangler, I think, than there are for any other vehicle ever made. I think that's the case. But let's talk about you. Where are some of the places of interest on the North Coast that you've been able to visit?
Well, we've been to quite a few. Some of them, we used to go to the Cable Ski Park. We, in fact, still do that, but we had a course there. A new course is being developed outside of Balito at the moment. But from Cable Ski Park, we've done Kilani, in Changa, outside of Durban, in Goya Forest at North Coast, Amatekulu, North Coast as well. We did a day of the clubs at Kilani between different Jeep clubs, which was quite interesting. I've been driving outside of Mishloti, Tinley Manor, Ruby Gorge as well. Been to Eastern, and also every year we have a Jeep Topless Day, and then the last one was at Pennington. So we've been to a couple of places, and quite interesting, and meeting nice people.
And this is obviously the idea behind re-establishing the Balito Jeep Club. Now that COVID lockdown is less of a problem, people can get together again, and obviously the idea is now to bring those that are thinking about, I'd like to get into the 4x4 lifestyle. I'd like to get hold of that seven slot smile, and I would like to join the locals, because there's nothing like a group of like-minded folk going off and having fun, easy fun. You don't want to necessarily go and do the extreme stuff, but tell us a little bit about what's planned for the 27th of February.
Well, we're in a planning process. We're planning to meet all like people, you know, Jeepers, fellow Jeepers at Lifestyle Center at 10 o'clock on the morning of the 27th. We're busy with the planning stage and so on. And then we believe that we're going through to, in a convoy through to the Cable Ski Park for a brunch and a meet and greet session. And we'd like to invite every Jeep person in the surrounding area to actually join us, and we can meet them, and they can bring their families along as well. And from there, we can you know, chat about future drives and so on, breakfast drives or sundowner drives or that type of thing.
Well, that sounds like an absolute must if you are an enthusiast or would like to become. The 27th of February at the Lifestyle Center at 10 o'clock in the morning. Join the Jeepers, join the convoy that rides out of Valito into the Green Hills and discover a new lifestyle that's going to make you smile. Albie de Wit, nice chatting to you, my friend. Take it easy. I know that you are in the Oraibie Gorge area and exploring today heavily will no doubt be the order of the day. Have a quiet bitter lemon. I know that you are probably well and truly tuned for that, and we'll look forward to catching up with the Jeep Club in a week's time.
Thank you very much, Dave. Nice speaking to you, and have an awesome day.
And there it is. That's Albie de Wit from the Jeepers Valito. And if you'd like to join, it's a very simple thing. Pop along on the 27th to the Lifestyle Center, the parking lot.